Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dynamo get a 1-1 draw, comeback against Sporting Kansas City in their last one. They get a nice little break now, and then it's going to be off. On to what will be a lot of road and likely some matches without a number of players off to the Gold Cup and international duty. It's a perfect time to bring on the general manager. He's Matt Jordan. He joins us now. Matt, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Glenn. Thank you very much for having me on, as always. I appreciate it.
Well, 24 points at this stage of the season. That's almost halfway to 49 that RSL needed to get the final playoff spot in the West. I have to think you're feeling pretty pleased about the amount of points accumulated here at home.
Yeah, no, we feel we've had a promising start to the season. The guys have done a great job. You talk about that 49 number. I always got the 51 number in my mind, because that's kind of the magic number for the playoffs. But I think the guys have done it, and we believe the guys have done a great job, and it's been a good start to the season, and we've got a good locker room, and so we're pleased with the direction things are going.
So, Matt, this schedule, it is a bizarre schedule. So before we get into what is up next for the Dynamo, who puts the schedule together and front loads it like that? And do you guys have any input to that? Because, you know, when I look at that schedule, I'm saying, well, maybe they're trying to avoid the heavy heat in Houston in the summertime. How does that work? And do you have any input as a club?
We have some, but very limited. You know, it's definitely not an easy task for Major League Soccer to put together each team's schedule. I mean, the one thing that you always see consistently, and I kind of say this just from working in Montreal for so many years as well, you know, that was a cold weather climate, and this is obviously a warm weather climate, is the league always kind of takes that into consideration and tries to get some games in, you know, with warmer climates early on in the season, so that the gets games in with the warmer climates, so the cooler climates, the fields and the weather can get better. So that's the one thing I've seen over the years, and we don't have a lot of control over it, unfortunately. So we just gotta be prepared for whatever we're dealt.
He's Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager. So when you were playing in goal in the days when I was calling some of your games for the Dallas Burn, did you like days that were colder, or would you have taken a hotter day? What would you have preferred?
You know, I think I would prefer warmer days, because, you know, I felt like in the old Cotton Bowl, that was always, you know, a venue that we played real well in, and there was a beautiful surface, and you know, teams knew that it was going to be challenging to come play in the heat. Now I can't say that I loved the Sunday 12 noon kickoff Univision games where, you know, basically, you know, two or three players would go down in a full body cramp before the end of the game. but I'd say I prefer, you know, in the warmer games.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Jordan joining us, Dynamo General Manager, and we're talking Houston Dynamo here and all things Dynamo. So 8 of the next 12 on the road, 5 of the last 8 to end the season on the road. So obviously, I mean, we're going to find out if the depth plays out, right? I mean, who must emerge now outside of some of the regulars for you?
Well, look, I think that, you know, this is why you have a roster, you know, that is, you know, is the size it is, and you have players, you know, in each position. We put a lot of work in the off season, you know, knowing that this was coming and this was going to be a Gold Cup year and we were going to have international call-ups. So I think as a club, and you've even heard Wilmer say it, I mean, we're not going to, you know, look at this as any excuse. You know, we're going to look at it as an opportunity. You know, and so there's a lot of guys that have been giving us good minutes, and, you know, guys that, you know, also been, you know, playing games at RGV and have been prepared. You know, so there's a lot of moving parts to all this. Now we have the Open Cup games coming up as well, which I think comes at a really good time to kind of give us a little bit of rhythm before we start back up with league play. So I know that the guys will be ready to step up, and I'm sure that, you know, it's like anything. You want to get on the field and prove what you can do, and you know, we believe we've got the guys that can do that.
That's June 11th. That's 1 week from today. The Houston Dynamo will take on Austin Bold FC of the USL, who knocked off San Antonio FC. Are there guys down at RGV that you feel are legitimate possibilities, and not to come up in a backup role, but to really be impactful potentially this year for the first team?
Well, you know, the beauty of you know, having our USL team is that we're able to utilize in MLS what they call short-term call-ups in Open Cup competition and CONCACAF Champions League competition as well. You know, we believe there's a pool of you know, 5 to 7 players there that are really, you know, have been developing well. So I think, you know, that picture is going to become clearer, you know, over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But we definitely think we've got some good pieces down there that can help us.
Now, Wilmer said for sure some of those guys are going to play in the League's Cup against Club America. I would imagine some of those guys are going to play in the Open Cup as well. Are there some you have an eye on, and you don't have to even mention them, or you can mention them, that you think will help the MLS regular season Houston Dynamo?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the League's Cup is a competition that as a club we're really excited about. You know, and it's going to, you know, as the season's for, you know, as continuing to progress over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you know, I think that's when we'll have a clear picture of, you know, which first team players are, you know, are going to be contributing in that game. And I mean, but I can tell you the club and the team are very excited about that competition. You know, and I think, like I said, you know, I think over the next, you know, few weeks, I think that's going to become clearer. You know, we've scored a lot of goals down there this year. That's been positive. And so I won't put any names forward, but I will say that we think there's a good group of guys down there that can contribute at some point.
Now RGV went down 2-1 to Orange County, but the good news is Juan David Cabezas 90 minutes, 90 for Alejandro Fuenmayor, Eric Bird, and Ronaldo Pena got minutes. So, you know, it's always kind of the yin and yang of the USL team, but that sounds like, from a first-team perspective, it's a very successful game.
Well, I think the key is just getting those minutes, you know, and obviously Matias and Oscar have been doing a great job. You know, so getting minutes, you know, for Juan as we're preparing for a tough stretch of games, and also Eric Berg coming off of injury, Ronaldo coming off of injury, Alejandro's been, you know, been giving us good minutes with the first team, but we also, you know, the staff's wanting to keep him with good rhythm. So it's really important. It's a really important piece of the club just to help us, you know, have guys that are ready, and really, you know, the beauty of it is you can almost look at it as a pool of, you know, 45, 50 players, not just one team. You kind of look at both teams as one big team that you can draw from.
Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager, joining us here. The Dynamo will have some time off, but again, June 11th, they will be taking on Austin Bold FC in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So two things I would kind of look at here. A.J. De La Garza has been logging a ton of minutes. He was vital in the comeback in the 1-1 draw. He has been logging a ton of minutes. Minor Figueroa, a ton of minutes. There's no possible way A.J. De La Garza is going to be able to play every one of these games with the congestion you have coming up. What's going to be the solution at right back? Where does Chris Duval fit into this picture?
Well, you know, obviously we brought Chris in this year. You know, he had a few setbacks in preseason, so it you know, that was unfortunate for him. And, you know, you never want to see any player kind of deal with some injuries that set you back. You know, and so Chris is just getting back going with getting things rolling for himself. He's been getting some games with RGV as well, and so, you know, look, ultimately I'll defer, you know, to Wilmer and the staff. You know, they'll take the decisions for, you know, who they feel is the best to play, you know, for which games and which matches. You know, but we do, you know, think that we've got a good group. AJ's been doing a great job, you know, and you know, and it's great to see him come, you know, bounce back so well after his knee injury. And you know, so, you know, we have, you know, a few players that can fit in a lot of those positions, but ultimately I'll defer to the coaching staff and Wilmer on who's going to play.
Yeah, because, I mean, this schedule's in some ways ungodly.
It for sure is challenging. I mean, the one saving grace is if you look at, you know, every MLS team with this condensed schedule this year, they're going to hit their, you know, 1 or 2 points in the year where they're going to deal with a 10-day road trip just like we are. So, look, everybody's, you know, it's tough. It's never ideal, but every team in the league is dealing with it. And so, you know, we just need to roll the punches and be prepared.
I like that. That's to me is a tremendous attitude coming from you, and it's a tremendous statement. The question, though, is, and this is the big question, can the Dynamo win on the road this year, right? I mean, that's fair to say, right? That's what the fans are saying.
Yeah, I think our road performances have been you know, really good. If I look, you know, looking at the game in L.A., the game in Seattle, obviously we had a great performance in Colorado. Minnesota was, you know, that game presented a few different challenges. You know, I thought, you know, actually, I mean, Minnesota was just a strange game. I felt it was a strange game. They kind of had a game plan to sit back on us a little bit more than I expected at home. You know, we had some good chances, but we just in the final third we lacked a little bit of that killer instinct that we normally have. I felt like a draw was probably a fair result that game. I mean, you know, we lost in a strange deflection. But I do think that the team's been playing well on the road, and we've been implementing our style of play, and we've been sticking to what, you know, what our strengths are as well. And I think we've gotten a lot better in possession, so we're not just like sitting back and, you know, in a block of you know, eight and waiting to counter. You know, I think that we've been doing, you know, we've been doing quite well in possession. So I'm confident that we're gonna continue to improve and get some results on the road.
Yeah, I would agree totally with that. Los Angeles game, you had the chances, you created the chances. The other game that you mentioned there, you created the chances. Seattle as well. I totally agree with what you said about the testament of not the game in the final third you wanted. I think Wilmer echoed that as well. The question to me is, just turning that into results, but I think what you said is the team is not sitting back anymore. It is a better possession team. It is a team that I think throws different looks from a pressure perspective at people on the road, and I think that bodes well for winning games. Yet this is going to come thick and heavy, and you're going to have to do it without people like Albert Elise. And we do know he's fundamental to the team. Let's just go into him because he's such a live wire with the fans. Is there a number? If that number's presented this summer, he goes?
Well, Albert, along with, you know, a handful of other players on our team, you know, we get inquiries and interest from abroad. I mean, we've been pretty open about this, Glenn, and you know, is you know, look, we're in constant communication with Albert, with his representative, you know, and Albert, you know, he's a really good professional. I mean, and honestly he comes to work every day, puts in the work, and so obviously it's just something where we just have to, you know, always analyze, okay, hey, what makes sense for us as a club, what makes sense for also some of his goals that he has set for himself. So I think really what it boils down to is, you know, each situation that comes up for any of our players, you know, really we present it to our ownership group. You know, there's an analysis done, and then, you know, ultimately we take the decision that's best for the club. I do think that, you know, it bodes well, you know, for all of us and our fans as well, that we're getting interest in, you know, a handful of guys on our team from outside the country. I mean, you know, you didn't see this in our league, you know, even 5-6 years ago, like you are now. And I mean, now just think the way the U-20s are performing at the U-20 World Cup. You know, I mean, now that's going to even put a bigger magnifying glass on our league. So I'm really, when we get interest in our players, I'm excited about it, because just being a guy that's been in this league since the beginning, I just think it speaks to the direction we're going, and we just have to look at each of these situations and you know, discuss it with our ownership group and make the best decision for the club, the player, and everyone involved.
Now, I know you don't like putting one player above another, but he is fundamental to this team. It's a different team without him. You saw it on the road in Minnesota. It's a different approach.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
Albert's a difference maker. I mean, yeah, you know, when you, you, you know, I mean, he's one of those players, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to work with a few of these players over the years. You know, is he's one of those players that, you know, every time they get the ball, something can happen. You know, and you know, you see, you know, the you know, people come to the edge of their seats. You know, and so there's no doubt that he's fundamental to our team. and our style of play. And you know, now fortunately this year, you know, I think you know Memo's really stepped up and done well. You even saw when Alvarez came off injured, Romel went to the right and did a really good job over there. You know, I think, you know, Marlin's been, you know, chomping at the bit to get on the field. You know, Tommy Mack's been, you know, been giving us some great minutes and came in and scored a great game winner recently. And so, you know, he is fundamental with the way we play. There's no doubt about it. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, thinking about Alvarez, you know, as a GM will keep you up at night because, you know, you have all these different things to manage. Yeah. But that's the fun part of the job.
So Wilmer calls him the best winger in the league. Now, I wouldn't necessarily not disagree with that. What I want to know from you is, though, is it your job to make sure he doesn't go anywhere this year? Because if he goes in the summer, it's going to make it a big challenge. Because unless you got somebody waiting in the wings that's like for like, or even if you had somebody waiting in the wings that isn't like for like, then your team is going to have to adjust and be very different tactically without him. So is it part of your job, I guess, to protect him and keep him here?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I think, I mean, you can't, I mean, there's so many variables, Glenn, that factor in to you know, to these situations. And I do agree with Wilmer. You know, I mean, I think Albert is a top winger in this league. I mean, I don't know many players. I mean, I think you see a lot of wingers that, you know, are inverted, you know, and they come inside a lot and they can go inside and outside. But I think, you know, Albert is probably the strongest of the league at taking the players on 1v1 on the outside. And I think that's what's different about him. You know, if I look at, you know, wide players, like, you know, some wide playmakers like Piatti or Valeri or, you know, some of the top players in the league, even Almiron last year, yeah, they bring different skill sets to the table, but I think Albert is unique. His size, his speed, his power, his strength, and he's just, you know, he's relentless. You know, that's the one adjective that I think of every time I think of him is just relentless. And you know, so yeah, I mean that's definitely the hard part of the job is you know keeping the group together. But at the same time, you know, you also, you know, we're always looking to plan and look at how, you know, in the event that, you know, we're always in kind of like one transfer window ahead. And so you're always trying to plan for different scenarios, you know, with the hope of, you know, keeping your strongest group together.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, before we let you go, would you entertain the return of maybe a Jeff Cameron who played at the Dynamo, who's at Stoke City now? Or, you know, for instance, something interesting that came across the other day was I saw Lionel Miranda's name, and then I did a little bit of homework. And he's attracting Mexican League attention now. He was a former Dynamo player on loan. He was playing at Defensa y Justicia, one of the greatest names in Argentine soccer history. But anyway, Lionel Miranda, I mean, when you go out on the road and you're looking for players and you're scouting and you're talking to your network, et cetera, and some of these guys that have been a part of the team before pop up, is it appealing to you?
Yeah. You always kind of keep an eye on those players that – you know, I think the big thing you're always aware of in MLS, you know, you're always kind of thinking, okay, how will this player adapt to the league? You know, how will they adapt to the travel, the time zones, the different weather, the climates, all, you know, the vast size of North America. So, of course, anytime you get, you know, players that are, you know, used to the league, you know, that's an added benefit. You know, and of course, you know, Jeff is an outstanding player. And, you know, has, you know, can play a couple different positions. And, you know, there's been rumors, you know, that he'll come back at some point. Lionel Miranda, you know, Leo's actually, you know, he's changed positions. And I've actually seen him play a couple times live down in Argentina with Defensa y Justicia. And now he's playing as a center mid, is almost like a number six, like a deep-lying number six. But he is also kind of spraying the ball in the 4-3-3. So it's been fun to see Leo, you know, when he was playing for us mostly as a wide player. But he kind of reinvented himself, and now, like you said, I mean, actually, I heard even Parma, you know, expressed some interest in him recently. Mm-hmm. I read some report about that, so it's fun to see kind of a player that was a part of our system, you know, that's doing well. So yeah, but I do, to answer your question, I do think you always looking okay, hey, players that, you know, understand the club. You're always, you know, thinking, okay, but understand the league. You know, that's a big benefit because it is, it's a big transition, you know, and that's one thing looking at this year, you know, looking at Kiki Struna, Matias Vera, you know, and you know, those two in particular, I mean, they've had a seamless transition into Major League Soccer. And I think that's been a real key, you know, to our start, along with just being good people and blending really well with our group.
Yeah, they took to like a duck to water. They didn't have any, there was no hesitation from those two guys. Well, those were great signings, Matt. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We appreciate it. We'll let you go. That was a pretty long interview, but a lot of good information there for Dynamo fans. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Glenn. We appreciate your support, as always. Thank you.
All right, that's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Dynamo back in action June 11th.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.